Welcome to Skintimate Combos.
Welcome back, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited about this. We just want to let you know that we're going to have a special guest today.
Yep.
And yeah, that's all I'm going to say until our special guest shows up because I'll ruin the surprise.
Oh, so exciting. Well, welcome back to episode number two of our Skintimate Combos. It's so crazy. We just want to say from the bottom of our heart, thank you guys so much for all the support, all the interactions, you guys watching and listening to our podcast. Like, this has been such a dream, and the fact that it's here together is, like, so freaking cool.
I'm
so
happy. It's been literally the coolest thing, honestly.
So, no, thank you guys so much. It really means a lot to us. We definitely have seen all of the love and the support from you guys. It's been amazing. So, thank you.
And the interactions. Like, thank you so much for even trusting us. Like, it's crazy.
And listening to our shit show. It's fun.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
It's been definitely different for me.
Yes. So how have you been feeling about, like, putting yourself out there? I know it's hard. It's, like, really hard and scary, like, being out there, putting yourself in the real world and, like, talking about
everyday life. You're, like, putting yourself out
there. No, literally. How is it making you feel?
I feel vulnerable. I'm not going to lie because people are not nice. You guys aren't nice sometimes, but it's fine. Like, most people are. I'm just kidding. Like, I've honestly gotten so much love, more love than I've had any negativity. So it's been really a positive for me. Like, I know this is your comfort. Haley would literally be down bad and she'd be like, I feel better talking to people.
Talk to my little circle on Instagram.
Yeah, no, but that gave her comfort. And for me, it was very vulnerable. I didn't feel comfortable and I still don't feel comfortable. So I'm a little awkward. I'm still like, I don't know what to do. What do I do with my hands? Like, I don't know. It's just weird for me.
Yeah.
But no, it's a generational gap as well. I'm a decade younger than Haley.
We're the same age. No, for real. Like, it is scary. It's intimidating, exposing yourself and putting yourself out there. Like, yes, I'm comfortable making my videos on social media and Instagram, but, like, I'm sweating. I'm freaking out right now. Like, it's scary. It's scary being filmed.
You're sweating because you're, like, in a crew neck.
I know. It's been really cold, and we wore our crew necks.
I know.
Today,
we're just preparing for the blizzard just dying. In case it happens again. We don't know. Like, it's New Mexico. You don't know what you're getting.
Yeah, last week, the blizzard, you were gone, but it was
in Philly.
Insane.
It was amazing.
Well, I'm going to drink some wine. We brought wine today.
Sure, SKN. Thank you to our friend Ashley who made this for us. Thank you.
Thank you. We love them so much. But
it's been fun. Yeah. For me, the comfort is having Haley. Like, mm-hmm. She's my security blanket. Thankfully, I get to do this with her because I don't think I could. I wouldn't. I would refuse. Like, anytime, like, we even post anything, I'm like, Haley's stand next to me. Like, it's just, it helps me. Like, I just can't.
No, for sure.
Because you know what? If you're going to bully me, you're going to bully her too.
So literally,
we're in this together.
Yeah,
I'm just
vice
kidding.
Versa.
Everybody, like I said, has been just so great. I'm just always scared. I'm like, it's just scary.
But that's where,
like,
we too. We just stand a Lulu.
No, for sure.
And don't listen to the bullying, and we just keep doing us.
No, and this has been great. So we've been working with our marketing
team,
social media team, now for about a month or
two.
Has it been longer?
A month or 2 months? We don't really know.
But it feels like ages.
I know.
No, they're honestly amazing. They're the media kings. Follow them on social media. They are the best. Like, when we worked with them initially, they just understood our vibe. Like, they just jumped right in and fit. It was the vibe check was there.
Yeah.
Like, it was just perfect. So
day one.
I feel like they were the ones for us. We just knew.
And then they set up this amazing podcast for us.
Which is something that we always wanted. So when they said it, we were like,
I know.
This was meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, it was just perfect.
Like, how many years do you think we've been talking about doing a podcast?
At least two. Yeah. At least. But even where we were at previously, we would be talking about our dreams and be like, fuck, we got to get back to work.
I know. And here
but,
we
like,
are.
In the future, when we have a podcast, like, we always have this dream. So it's been really nice to put it actual into reality. So
yeah, it's really
it's
cool.
Been great.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so excited. All right. So
let's get into it.
So. Yeah. Our biggest things that we wanted, that we're going to talk about today is we're going to bring a special guest later on. But we also want to talk about our new treatment. Our new treatment that we brought on is the mermaid facial. Why we
so
call
good.
It that is because we're not going to call it the sperm facial because that just goes a long way with a lot of different things.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Even though everybody looks a little crazy when they leave the spa.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, leaving
it's
the spa sometime.
The norm.
Yeah, it's the new norm to leave with that CO2 treatment on. You look like your face is melting off. But, like, at the end, your face is going to be hydrated as heck, so it's cool.
No, literally, like, people are like, it looks like whale jizz. What is it, salmon sperm or whale jizz? What are you doing? Know. And I'm just like, oh, my God. It's no. So what is
what the mermaid facial
what
is?
What is the mermaid facial? So we have a cocktail of different concoctions that we are meso needling. So difference. There's meso needling. There's microneedling. Mm-hmm. And then there's like all the Morpheus. Other things. So Morpheus is microneedling with our radio frequency. So that more intense. It's a lot more intense mm-hmm. for, in my opinion. I mean, people may differ on yeah. that, but I do feel like it's a little more invasive, so there's more downtime, uh-huh. social downtime, because you can still function, you're still functional, and everybody responds a little bit differently. It's more at a deeper level, honestly. So for people who have skin laxity, because mm-hmm. honestly, what I learned
I know.
This weekend.
We'll talk about this
we'll talk about that next. Mm-hmm. But what I learned at this past conference I went to was nothing really tightens, but there's ways of assisting with our anti-aging, basically. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is pretty much just camouflaging and helping aid in the process of aging, because we're all aging, guys, unfortunately.
No, we're not. Wear your sunscreen and you won't age.
Get your Botox, get your sunscreen.
Do all your skincare. Yeah, Botox,
no,
fillers.
Yeah. I mean, no. We have mm-hmm. all of the ingredients to help mm-hmm. preserve you, but yeah. So anyways, back to the differences. So that's the Morpheus. That's a little more invasive. A lot of people are doing it. They love it. It has great results. You can use it for skin laxity, skin tightening. Well, skin tightening goes with the skin laxity. For acne scars.
Yeah, and dissolving fat pads.
Ablating the fat pads. It really does help shrink and tighten mm-hmm. that area as much as possible. Realistically, there's not a lot of issues. The things that can help, because you really need to go under the knife. Yeah. I always tell people, if you really want it done and you're not going to mm-hmm. take a risk or try things or experiment, go see a plastic surgeon. Get it cut off and
yeah.
sewn. Like,
yeah, for sure. Make it permanent. Like,
personally, mm-hmm. I've done it. I was just like, they're like, try the lasers. Now just cut it. Yeah. I just like to see results, but that's just me. So, and then there's microneedling, which is Haley's jam. She loves some microneedling. Yes. It's really made life-changing results for mm-hmm. it's given life-changing results for her clients who have acne.
Yes, acne scarring
skin and scarring. It helps with so many different
yeah.
things.
The microneedling itself, I use the skin pen. It has different depths, so it can go a little bit, not super deep into the skin like the Morpheus, but a little bit deeper into the skin layers and really help rejuvenate and smooth out acne scarring, red acne scarring.
Superficial lines.
The fine lines and wrinkles around the eye. I mean, everywhere, but around the eyes. Oh, my gosh.
And
so
pores,
good. Necklines.
Like, everybody looks so soft.
Your pores are shrunk. Like, it looks so amazing for sure.
And then we have add-ons.
Yeah, different. Like, we could do, yeah, like your PRF. We could do hyaluronic acid. We could do a brightening serum. Exosomes. Yeah, really great.
And these are all new things on the market. Yeah. So exosomes mm-hmm. just help with healing time. They've
promote,
just been
like,
really
healthy, rejuvenated skin.
Oh, my gosh. It's just been life-changing. Yeah. PRF, which is more natural if you don't want to put anything extra in there. Like, mm-hmm. PRF is your own
yeah.
platelets mm-hmm. that we spend.
And that skin rejuvenation?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
No, it's been
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
The only thing, like, the difference in where people are like, well, I want exosomes over PRF is we don't know what's in your platelets, in your blood,
right.
because we don't do the testing before. And everybody has different amounts of, like, platelets. Fibrinogen, mm-hmm. platelets, all the things. Like, I can't get into science because, I'm sorry, who gives a fuck? Like, I learned that over the weekend at my conferences.
Yeah,
you
who gives
use
a
these
fuck?
Terms. Like, that's cool, but really, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
So.
Love it.
We just want to mm-hmm. get to the point. So, exosomes is a great alternative because you know you're going to get that, all the things. Mm-hmm. We also have PDFG, which that is also very similar.
Exosomes, growth factor.
All the things.
Very
all
just
the things
healing.
That you can get, but mm-hmm. it's there and it's the actual amounts that you want in your skin.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just amazing.
So then the mermaid facial, it uses what's called
Salmon sperm.
Well, what's the pen?
Mesotherapy? No, it's a mesoneedling. Sorry.
Mesoneedling.
So Haley's skin pen, the difference is it has a variety. How many needles does it have?
14 sterile silver needles.
So our mesoneedling has 6. So there's a difference there.
Okay.
It's a lot more superficial. So it feels more like a tickle versus
yeah.
the stabbing of Haley because she's like aggressive, and I love it. With the, she gives them good results.
Yes, and with the skin pen, you do want to numb. With the mermaid facial, you don't really
need to numb. But it's, I would, because that's me and I'm a weenie. But I do just I like a comfortable experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not as deep.
I'm like, do it.
Feels like a scratch, like a tickle.
Haley will be all numb. We'll be all numb. She's just, she can handle it.
I do everything without numbing. She's kind of crazy. Fine. Yeah.
Minus her eyebrows, but that's a, I know, I'm that's a bitch different topic.
With my eyebrows.
Ugh. No, so the meso needling with the, so the salmon sperm, what is it? I know we just suck. We just stay off topic all the time. It's like real
estate. This is what we do. We go off on our tangents.
With the salmon sperm, I know it's like been a huge trend right now. It's a polynucleotide.
Ooh.
I know, okay. It's a big word, huh?
Yeah.
And it rolls off my tongue.
Wow, that was impressive.
So, again, with it regenerates everything. It just makes everything better.
It's just another add-on.
I can't get into the science of that either. Because, you know what? It just makes your skin so much better.
Look at our skin.
In other countries, it's been around longer. Obviously, everything happens in other countries a lot faster than here. Mm-hmm. We're so delayed in the times. But it's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're here now.
Yeah.
But we recently did it. I did it about 2 weeks ago. Haley did it about a week ago. And with that cocktail, with the mermaid facial, it's different things. I can't even go into everything. And watch our stories because I can't list them all. Like, I'm gonna, you guys, but not that good. No, so we have way too much going on. But it's a concoction of different things.
Plus, I can't give out the secret sauce.
But it's a concoction of different things that helps brighten the skin. It's an antioxidant for your skin. It just helps with so many other
things. Tightens your pores.
Tightens pores, cell turnover, all the things.
All the things. With no downtime.
No, with no downtime. Well,
I mean, I don't know. I didn't have any downtime. Like, we were a little red.
I like to say there's no downtime because there's not. But for people who are like, oh, no, I can't go out like this, I get it because I'm one to, like, I can't leave the house without makeup normally.
It's not that bad. You'll be good.
But Haley was fine.
Yeah. CO2 afterwards, like...
The CO2 on top of it was perfect. But we also mix it with a toxin. So Botox, Juvo, Dysport, whatever. And it helps even shrink up the pores more. Mm-hmm. Helps with fine lines.
Well, look at our pores.
No, and it helps with... I was told today that we should use it for acneic clients because it helps with the sebum, like, production.
Yeah, shrinking their pores. So it helps, with the oil, slow it down a little bit.
And it also helps brighten the skin, which is amazing. So people who are rosy... Like, it really
Bianca's
helps.
Bianca's skin right now.
Oh, my gosh,
vibrant,
you guys.
So bright. Like,
I usually have, like, little dark circles. And I was just like, it's my trait. I was born like this. It really wasn't. But, like, I did it. And I was sending her snaps all night. She didn't check them. But I was
sending
her snaps.
I still haven't opened them.
I know, because you suck. So
don't text me or snap me. I
know,
won't open it.
She will take 5 to 7 business days to respond, even to her best friend. But I'm
getting better. I've gotten better with you.
Okay, yeah. Not last night. But
yeah, not last night.
I'm not salty about it at all. But no, so my skin just looks so much brighter. I always have really big pores in my T-zone area. They're gone. Like, it's pretty amazing. Like, I cannot wear makeup if I don't want to, and I just look perfect.
I love it.
We were in Philadelphia over the weekend, so Candace and I, we were there for a conference for Needle Art 3. It was amazing.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Well, before I get to that, though, we were, like, thriving with our skin, and we're like, it's the humidity. No, it really was the mermaid facial, you guys. Like, I was just like, oh, no, it's the humidity. I was in denial because I'm a skeptic. And now we came back and it's still really good. So, but anyways.
You are a skeptic.
I really am. Haley's more of like, oh, not optimist. And I'm like, no. That's not.
I'm all, oh, no, is this? It totally worked great.
The glass is half full. I'm like, no, it's half empty, dumbass. Like, I'm like, you're tripping.
That's why I was saying Delulu. It's positive.
Delulu's a Salulu. Yeah. She says.
I got a lot of reaction from last podcast.
Yeah. We need a t-shirt that says
new merch coming soon.
New merch coming soon. Exclusive via SKN.
Can you drink your wine? I feel like I'm filling my wine so well.
No, I'm just like giggly because I feel
perfect.
So we are avid wine drinkers.
Yes.
We don't know any of the notes that are in them, but we just get what we can.
Yeah. We drink cabs. They're so yummy.
Cabernet is our fave.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been wineos for a while.
Cabernet. Yeah. So yummy.
No, so Needle Art. Needle Art was amazing. It was hosted by Dr. Subbio, which was, he's one of my favorite injectors.
Why? You talk about him all the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has, like, who they're a fan of, and he's my favorite. Why? Because he questions everything. What I've learned in the past few conferences I've gone to, question everything you do. Don't ever just follow the trends or follow, like, we're not sheep, you guys. Like, we need to question everything, especially because we're practitioners, like, why is this good? Why is this safe? Like, always question it because everything changes. Like, I've changed my injection styles, like, weekly. Like, mm-hmm. I change so much because everything's evolving.
Yeah.
So.
No, you really have.
And it's just been very enlightening. But it was really nice to see the differences. So it made me really gear towards what I believe in as an injector versus what people are telling me to do. Especially big pharma companies. Like, if they're going to tell me to do something, I'm going to be like, why? I want to see studies. Science. Oh, I love to question everything. Can I name everything? No. Like, it's fine. But
you don't need to, as long as you just know. But like,
I know where
an average person is not going to know the freaking scientific I learned bullshit a word names. This week. Like, who fucking cares?
I learned a word at this conference, and it's called pedantist. People who think they know everything. And I was just like, oh, my God. But... Yeah.
So I pedantist.
Just thought, a pedantist.
Sounds like a dentist or an orthodontist. Like,
no, pedantist.
Pedantist.
But no, I don't know everything, you guys. And I'm not going to act like you do because I don't. None of us do. So no. It is what it is.
We're not know-it-alls.
So Halloween, too. Halloween was fun. That's another thing we did in the past month. That was exciting. Mm-hmm. We were the girls from Clueless, which was very Dion and Cher.
Yeah, it was like perfect for
us. For Haley, though, she was born in 1996 and this movie came out in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So that just takes you guys back.
Yeah. I had to catch up on it.
But no, but for me, it was like...
Her childhood dreams.
Oh, my God. I used to, like, play this. I used to play that when I was... I was 10? In elementary.
I don't know.
9. Yeah.
That was close.
Yeah. But, look at you.
I know.
It's a math. Disgust. That fast. I'm proud of you. No, so, yeah, it was just, like, a dream that she actually was just, like, down to do it. But she was just like, I always look so cute. So...
Well, yeah, the outfits were so cute. And then, like, as if, like, she got to play the role.
She learned a new...
Mm-hmm. It's a new thing.
Yeah.
We watched a movie before so we could get in character. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I love those outfits, honestly. Like, they're so cute. We were vibe.
It was a total vibe.
Mm-hmm.
No, we had a good time.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Every year we're, like, trying to do... something.
Yeah.
She's not a Halloweener.
I'm not a Halloweener. I honestly hate Halloween, but like my bestie loves it. So like I dress the part and I get ready for her, honestly. But no, I would prefer not to, but it's fun, honestly. At the end of the day, like we always have a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we always look so cute.
I just like to dress up. If I could be in a different character every day at work, I would.
I feel like you would.
Another thing I've learned is I need an accent. Because, gosh, I've taken so many courses. People have accents. They can say anything, and they say it's so fun.
Understand accents?
Yeah.
You do pretty well with accents.
I like to believe I do.
I feel like you do, but I don't really know that many accents. No, like, I'm like, she sounds good, but...
You're like, you sound so good, and then you try it, and I'm like, I don't sound that good.
No, you don't ever want to hear me try accents. Like, I don't even sound at all like it's supposed to be.
So
I just sound like a dumbass.
So if I start talking in an accent when you go see me, you're going to be like... I didn't even know she had it. I really
she
don't.
Doesn't.
I'm just trying. I think it's fun.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no. But, yeah, Halloween was a good time this year, actually. I thoroughly enjoyed it and loved our costumes, and I feel like it fit our role.
Yeah, it fit
it was fun.
Our personalities for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It did. It sure did.
So, should we bring on our special guest?
Oh, my God, our special guest. We're so
you
excited.
Guys guess who it is.
Yeah, who do you think? Like... You guys all know him. You all love him. You see him when you first walk into SKN.
Joey. No, I'm just kidding. It's Eddie.
It's Eddie. Woohoo! Hi, Joey. We call him Joey because he forgets every single day his wallet and keys before we lock up SKN. And we're always like, Joey, did you forget all your shit?
How Joey even came about?
I don't know, actually, how.
Say hi, Ed. Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Everybody, welcome,
He's, like,
Eddie.
He's used to this. Welcome, Eddie.
Thank you.
Welcome
Thank
to our
you
weird
for
house.
Having me here.
No, so the way Joey came about, this is his alter ego. Mm-hmm. Candace one day accidentally called him Joey. And then we just rolled with it.
He is now Joey.
She actually called her Alexa Laura one day, too.
Yes.
And now we just call it Laura. So that,
especially
otherwise,
we're not,
if you say her name, everything
she goes
will
off.
Turn off.
Yeah.
It'll just... And everything in our houses are just, like, electronics, so voice.
They're
so
Alexa.
We can't say Alexa. Like, we don't say it.
We say Laura.
We say Laura.
So thank you, Candace.
Listening. I know. Thank
and
you, Candace.
Thank you,
for
Candace,
our...
for Joey.
I know. Thank you for Joey. That's
his
like alter
ego. Alter
ego. So when he fucks up, we're like,
just blame
it was
Joey,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He never does, though.
Multiple personalities.
He's an angel.
He doesn't fuck up. What? No,
so
Joey's
how's
great.
It been working with us, Eddie?
It's honestly been probably the best job I've ever had. So.
I'm just so glad I can make that come
just,
true.
Just the energy that, I mean, you see it in the podcast, the energy that these two have is just so infectious that you just want to be there every day. It's hard to go home, honestly.
He loves being at work. Like, he's always like, I'd rather be at work than go home.
Yeah. I mean, same though. Sometimes could live at SPM.
No, same. It's such literally a vibe. It is. Like, and it's so just like open and bright, and like the vibes in there are totally unmatched.
It's
like
a good happy, vibe. Like the moment you walk vibes. In, you're just instantly happy. Yeah. And then you leave there and you're just
you want to go back.
Elevated mm-hmm. experience. Like, it's just it's amazing. Yeah. I'm all we think we just hijacked.
Sorry, Eddie.
Again.
So how does it feel working with a bunch of girls every single day? Of our multiple personalities.
For me, I feel like just every job I've ever had has been pretty much like I'm either one of like two guys or three guys. So it's something that I've kind of just am used to now at this point. I feel like even just growing up with three sisters too, just knowing how I'm probably never going to get my way, and I'm totally fine with that just because.
That's why he fits the role. He knows.
Yeah. He does.
So I just.
Let's call Derek.
It's so the girls' way.
I'm just kidding.
Girls rule, boys drool.
Girls rule.
It's my speech impediment.
She has a hard time with R's.
R's and L's.
R's and mm-hmm. L's. But no, we're so grateful for Eddie, honestly. No, totally. Like, he keeps us in line in so many ways. Like, he's our balance.
Yeah.
And he's our bouncer.
Yeah, so. And private security guard all the time. And, like, he just knows his shit. Like, he literally does things before we even fucking think about it. Which and then we crazy. Think about it and we're just like, oh, he's already did that. We're all, oh, my gosh. Like,
so I had cramps one day and I was just like, Eddie, you're so lucky you're not a woman. I hate it. And he was like, well, have you ever heard, like, if you drink tart cherry juice or pickle juice, which I'm just going to throw it out there. I didn't know that. And he was just like, no, yeah, if you drink it, it's good for cramps, like for sports cramps, but it's also good for our female cramps. There was a refrigerator full of pickle shots the next day. I was so grateful. I'm still not over it. I'm just like, I'm telling everybody, like, yeah. It's the best. Did you even know you could buy pickle shots? Like,
no. What the heck? Like, where did you even find those?
Capitalize on anything.
Joey finds everything.
Oh, he's a genius. And this is why.
Yeah.
Just my background in sports medicine in high school. I feel like just go doing that, I learned a lot of
sports medicine.
Yeah this
you
is new
something new.
No wonder. Makes sense.
Yeah, shit.
So I feel like I'm calm under pressure too, because I think I saw a kid dislocate his knee in high school and was able to stay calm while everyone else was kind of rushing around. So
that's how he can handle our period.
So I just kind of feel like it's just something that
I feel like we're cool all like, under pressure. No, that is awesome. I had no idea.
Ooh, want to talk about these C4s real fast? You guys.
Real fast.
Bianca always cuts me out, or fuck, always
I point out, and I don't
all
mean
my
to,
speech impediment, and then I'm just
but
like,
I'm trying to help her, fuck. But I really sound like an asshole.
But it's just funny. And it's just,
no, I'm sorry.
It is. No, it's okay. I love it. It's fine. We laugh
we
about it.
We all have
it.
A friend like that, right?
Yeah.
Anyways,
we totally do.
What do you think of the
okay,
new
so C4? Media Kings, Malachi, got these, I don't know where he went, but out of the country.
Where'd you get them?
Millions Bubblegum.
Any store?
I don't, it's like an exotic store.
Exotics. We don't know. But they're so fucking good. Like,
they are good. It's really sweet.
We have the first exotic C4s. Like,
exclusively at Media Kings in SKN. No, but you all know we're addicted to C4s. I have actually been cutting back
Hailey
on C4s.
No
I hadn't had C4s in
addicted.
2 weeks.
She's been trying to go cold turkey. One day she was literally shaking. I had
oh,
to
I had
open
the
up one of, we carry, as most of you know, we carry little mini Alani's in our refrigerator. Hailey had to go drink one because she was having withdrawals.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I did
intense.
Was not okay. It's been hard. C4s are
know.
The best.
That's when you know you have a problem.
I feel like I'm always a bad influence, too. I always try making Hailey drink one, but she's been good. She's been good at denying
me. He's like,
do
you
want
to sip? But he's just like, he's a nurturer. He's a
no, I won't know. I won't tell.
Yeah. Like,
no, he's a nurturer.
Like, also, like, a good thing that we're trying to change, and we're so grateful for Eddie, is that guys are more comfortable coming into SKN now. There's
yeah.
a male in the house. That's mm-hmm. what you walk into. It's not just, like, you're walking into, like,
a bunch
all
of females.
Women.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that can be a little intimidating, especially for guys coming into the practice, mm-hmm. because it's already an uncomfortable, vulnerable situation, and then you come in, and there's nothing but women and gorgeous
yeah.
ones, might I add. So,
yeah.
Because I have the best team. They're beautiful. But having Eddie too, it makes him feel like, oh, okay. There's some bros. There's some bros in here. And Eddie's done every treatment.
Yeah. I have to say.
And he's always down.
Like, he is down. How do you feel about getting treatments?
It's the best.
What do you think?
I feel like it's good. I was never the type of person that would actually take care of my skin either until pretty much Haley. She got me on a whole skincare regimen.
Haley doesn't take no for an answer.
I know.
No. Oh, force you to do that shit.
From like a bar of soap and like a 5-in-1 shampoo to
having male, like a... The male skincare is... I mean, if what you guys go to the store, you see the 3-in-1. It's body soap. It's shampoo.
face wash.
All in one. Like, that is not normal, you guys. And that is not okay. Can somebody please report that?
I know. Can they just stop that, like, off the shelves? No.
Yeah, so with Haley's help, I'm down. I have like a 6 or 7 step lineup. Do I do it every day? Probably not, but I try to do at least 4 or 5 steps of it at least every day to just kind of.
And it shows, like, his skin is so soft and smooth, and it's really made such a big difference. He's never going to age.
No. And so it's great. Like, so many, everyone honestly comments about, I was about to call him Joey, Eddie's skin. That, like, it's the cab. I know. Bullshit. Eddie's skin, that, like, it comes, like, it looks so good. It has came such a long way. Like, you look so smooth and bright. So I'm just like, it's all the products. Like, it looks so good.
And we do have a way to specialize and cater our skincare to make it very simple.
Yes.
Like,
no,
it's very simplified. When you talk to Haley, she'll be like, you can use 2 to 3 things.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be 7 things. Eddie's just bougie at this point. But, like, for people who want just like basic skincare, we will get you on the best products. We won't tell you what because you have to come in and see us.
Yeah.
But Haley will definitely help you with that. She really has her product knowledge down.
Yes. And I love, I feel like late, like honestly this past year, like creating somebody a specialty regimen, I just fucking love it. Like,
true thing.
It is. Like, it is my jam. I love all things products.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
and she's so good at it. Like, but honestly, we do try all the things before we even bring it to you.
No,
so
totally.
We were telling you guys about the mermaid facial. It's trending. Everybody has a different name for it. I guess there's a few places in town even calling it the mermaid facial, which that's awesome because nobody wants to call it the salmon sperm facial.
No, we don't want
to. The jizz face
facial.
Like, you don't want to say some, like, weird shit. I mean, I wouldn't care. As long as it's making me look young, I'd probably do some sketchy shit. But that's what you have to do to look the way you do.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, the mermaid facial has been a huge hit. Eddie's going to do it next. Yes. It's just going to be great. Like, we're just going to be young forever.
Oh, totally. You're not aging.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I'm not allowing it.
Yeah.
It's good. I did my first Botox with Bianca, too, this year. So.
Dad, he's due again. Yeah. Don't look at his forehead.
I see my forehead line right
now. Don't point it out.
No. But you did really. How did you like it? What did you think of it?
It was good. I think just like you see the stigma, like in movies and TV shows and stuff, you see people talk about Botox and you think like, oh, you're going to be
frozen.
Or you're going to look like a...
Like, just go with it where you're just like, oh, and the food's just falling down. I mean, you can't overdo it.
I know. Or Christmas with the Cranks where he's just like...
That was my only experience with Botox is that movie. Yeah. So I was just like... But then actually getting it done and it's just like, oh, that's it?
How did you feel afterwards? Did it kick in right away?
I felt like headaches? It was good. Like I had a headache, I think probably for like a day.
It's called a Botox headache, especially if it's your first time getting it. It's a thing,
and it's for people. I feel like who are more sensitive, and because it does have like a tightening effect. I felt the first time, and this is just my opinion, but the first time I did it, I was just like, oh my god, I feel tighter already. Like I felt like, oh my god, it's working. I even have clients sitting in the chair where they're like, it worked, and I'm just like. Yeah, let's do this. No, but everybody perceives it a little bit differently, and I feel like some people do get a headache.
Yeah,
take Tylenol, ibuprofen, aspirin, whatever you have to take, but it's worth it.
That was the only thing I felt, but yeah, just doing all the different treatments. It's been life-changing for sure, like just seeing everything and being able to talk to it about people that come in too, or even just that are on the phone that want like specific questions answered, or... Even if a guy, like, I know a lot of the time, like, when guys call, they don't know where to start, what to talk about. So I think just hearing another guy on the other end just kind of helps them, like, oh, well, he's there. I'll be able to ask my questions, or he'll understand where I'm coming from.
And you have a comforting voice. I've had so many clients say that he has that, what is it, ESMR? What is it called?
ASMR.
ASMR, that he just has that voice. And I'm just like, he does. It's he's very soothing. I'm like, I can talk to Eddie and then go to sleep. Like, because he's, it's very soothing, your voice. Like, so many people are like, I just love his voice.
Yeah, there was somebody that said, like, oh, you have a voice for radio. I was like, For me, like, I've never really liked my voice, but...
No, I love your voice.
Oh, yeah, you have the best voice.
We'll just keep talking.
He's like a gentleman. He's our teddy bear.
He is, and I just love giving him hugs. He's the best hugger.
And the best gift giver.
Oh, my God. Eddie just knows how to give gifts.
Like, let's not forget I just had a birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
To our favorite Scorpio. Yeah.
But, no, he had the most thoughtful gift.
Tell him about your gifts.
I'm just like... He gave me a couple of framed gifts about the grand opening of SK, and they just mean so much to me because I'm a shopper. So when people are like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, what did I not get? Yeah. I buy everything I want, which is part of being an adult, actually. It's just like, you just buy what you want when you want.
Yeah.
It's the best part. I'm just swipe, swipe, swipe.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. But so when he gave me gifts, I was just like, oh, my God. Like, it was just so much meaning behind it. And we can't crack you still.
No.
Eddie's a mystery. And
he doesn't talk about himself. But, and also,
Eddie's on the market, you guys.
Yeah, he's single, ready to mingle.
So hit us up.
Yeah.
That'll be our next show. It'll be a little dating show with Eddie. No, but seriously, if anybody is interested, please let us know.
It's going to be the blind date dating show next time.
We should come up with a name with it. Like,
a dating game,
SKN,
and then interview
game.
People. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to be a talk show host.
And not that I watched the Kardashians, but I've seen that episode where they
like you don't watch it every day.
Yeah, like I watch it every day. He just sits at his desk and watches the Kardashians. Like he can.
It'll be that
show.
Episode where they try to find Scott a girlfriend. It's Chloe and Chris that are interviewing all the girls for him.
I would
do
it.
That's so funny.
Like it's be something
let's
like
do
that.
It. It's gonna have to. Your sisters.
Yeah.
Your mother misters.
They're gonna have to vibe with you guys if.
Oh, it's
exactly.
Work. That's how
that was,
the whole thing with.
Yeah,
Haley.
My number one thing with Zach or.
I literally had to get along. We went on more double dates before they went on single dates.
Yeah.
Before she was just like.
Because if they don't pass the vibe check, then like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm with you guys all the freaking time. Like, my boyfriend needs to. Like,
she's my neighbor. Like.
Yeah, they need to vibe together. Like, yeah.
If we
not,
just
then
learned the hard way. That's for another episode. Some people just aren't a vibe.
Yeah, no. People just suck. Mm-hmm. Some people, not all people. But yeah. But yeah, they'll pass the vibe check. We'll make sure they pass it and then go from there. But yeah, I think that would be fun. Hit us up.
Hit us up if you want to know.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. I guess that's everything for tonight.
It was so fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the next one. I just want to do these more frequently because I just love it so much.
Yeah, let us know, you guys. Like, if you are good. We're planning to do these once a month.
Once a month.
But if you feel like you want
more content.
More content.
We can figure
twice
something
a month.
Out.
Let us know.
We can grow. That's the whole thing.
That's the plan.
The new year will be for growth. We're going to get through these holiday seasons and then... Oh, and don't forget our White Wednesday.
Yes.
Speaking of holiday seasons, our White Wednesday.
White Wednesday.
Is very much like Black Friday. I've been getting a lot of inquiries. Like,
November 27th.
November 27th from 9 to 1.
Yes.
And everything's going to be discounted.
A lot.
And then you just bank it. And then you go in, it's like it's free. It's like it never happened. Girl math.
Even products, you guys, are discounted. We actually have never discounted our products since we've been open, except Color Science. But every product will be
on
discounted.
Sale.
And packages, services, all the things, free raffles,
you can just
giveaways.
Put money on your account at a discounted price. So you're just like, I want to bank it. I just want money. Like, you don't even have to know what you're going to do.
No.
You can just get it at a discount price and just bank it onto your account. So if you put so much, it's actually going to be worth more.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, come join us. It'll be so fun. So, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Guys. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. This was so much fun. And we look forward to seeing you guys next time. See you later, bitches.
Bye, bitches.
Bye, bitches. We'll see you later.